for folks at the state legislature, it's an indoor week. I mean, a lot of work inside. We want to welcome in Ken Dixon, a good friend at CT Insider. You go to ctinsider.com, click on his story so we can keep working. That's how it goes. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. What about you over there in Radio Land, Brian?
Yeah, we're hanging in there. The lights are still on, and we're still broadcasting, so we're grateful for that. I'm curious. Obviously, session today, and last week you wrote a really good comprehensive piece, like what's going through. You know, sort of updating people. Can you give us a sense of what we're talking about today?
They're talking about doing this big education omnibus bill. This has a tendency to be a moving target, the little secret of the legislature is you have a bill with a bill number, and then they call something called an LCO, which the Legislative Commissioner's Office is a revised bill that you can't really look at, so you have to depend on the debate to tell you how things have changed and things morph. The Senate's doing some, I think, a preschool bill today, and we're like little spiders. We just let it get into our webs, and then we provide the veneer of coverage, Brian.
It's definitely not just the veneer, but I do like the turn of phrase. I'm curious, when does stuff get real in the sense that it'll pass the House and the Senate and go to Lamont's desk? Anything?
There are probably 800 bills that are alive right now. In a long session, the average is 275 new laws. They haven't done a whole lot. They invested 4 hours in a bill on a warehouse employees last week. You had Steve Weir talking about that. Certainly led the 4-hour-long discussion. You could argue that it could have been in and out in a half an hour, but the minority this time of year, that's their advantage. They can make the Democrats work for whatever they actually want.
Well, and people need to understand they can run out the clock on some things, so that there are bills that likely could pass and become law that don't get voted on because of stuff like that, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the Appropriations Committee might have killed a dozen bills in neglect. They just show up at a referral agenda last week, and they don't get called. And it was like proving that the earth is flat with these things just dropping off.
Ken Dixon from CT Insider joining us here in Brian & Company. Again, you go to ctinsider.com. If you just Google Ken Dixon and CT Insider, I always like the jump page because it shows everything he's been working on and published in the stretch of time. And, obviously all the talk, and it really does, it's sort of like split when I talk to our audience. Some people are so bored by budget conversations, and then some people are obsessed with their tax dollars being utilized properly. And so I used to be really bored by it, but I am fascinated by this whole system that was set up in 2017 and the limitations to changing it, the desire to change it, infighting within the Democratic Party, whether to change it and to change it by how much. And we have a lot of extra money right now. And the question is, what do we do with it? And I'm just curious as to where this is heading.
I think it's heading toward an October special session when they realize that they've got to come up with $1 billion of Medicaid funding that's going to evaporate when the federal fiscal year starts.
So you think the shortfall from Medicaid from the federal government is going to be that big a hole?
Or more. Mm. I mean, who knows? They're still marking up that the bill down in Washington.
Does that qualify as a rainy day? Okay. So do they take?
That doesn't mean that doesn't mean the Republican minority won't. I mean, the House and Senate Republicans, they're saying, where are the cuts? There are no cuts yet. It's a partisan game on one side. I like this bill that passed last week. Unanimous in both chambers, and it's going to free up like 21 or 2,600 properties that can't be developed They can't be sold because of the hazardous waste remediation, you know, like old oil from factories.
Right.
And this is going to speed it up, and it's like it's going to be worth like $3.7 billion when they free these things. And it was like, you know, Joan Hartley, the senator from Waterbury, Steve Meskers, the rep from Greenwich. Joan worked 5 years on this thing, you know, getting the real estate people together, getting DEEP off the schneid, and it could be one of the most important bills that passed, and it was kind of an afterthought last week.
Well, just quickly on that, and then maybe I'll squeeze another budget question. Does that mean, could that impact a property like Brainerd?
Oh, I didn't see it on the list.
Okay, because I'm curious, because all the talk with there is that it would cost too much to remediate, and even though it's a good piece of property, that you can't really develop it because it's so expensive to make it buildable.
Yeah, you have to make these Brainerd. I don't see it. Is it alphabetical? Oh no, it's not alphabetical.
No, you don't have to go through all of them. There's a couple thousand there.
It's 30, 40 pages of printout.
Yeah, that's not good radio.
Sorry, Ken, Brian. That's what I mean by the veneer of coverage.
Yeah. Ken Dixon from CT Insider joining us here on Brian and Company. The guardrails that were put place in 2017, you know, when the Republicans had a little more oomph at the state capitol, and it's widely credited for really sort of righting the financial ship here in Connecticut. Will those be changed?
I expect so. You know, the governor's has given the House and Senate a nod and a wink on it. But, you know, again, it's like they can pass a budget, but it really depends on what's going on in Washington. I mean, June 4th is like a date on the calendar, but
right.
It's not a part-time legislature.
The question is, so I agree with you 100%. I think there will have to be a special session to fix the budget when we really find out what we're getting and not getting from the federal government. The second question of that is the parlor game of Lamont running for a third term, because he said he would make a decision after this session, and now maybe he has an inside way to punt again. Because maybe he could say, well, we're not done yet. I don't know. Do you think we'll get an announcement from him in June?
My sense of humor is that he's had these robust surpluses, you know, thanks to that 18-18 tie in the Senate and a mutual dislike between Republicans and Democrats of former Governor Malloy. But yeah, he deserves to have some tough financial times, and I'm rooting for another term.
You are? Oh, interesting. I'm rooting for
him, sure.
I mean, I think he could do what he wants, but I mean, from a journalistic standpoint, a radio perspective, I think an open race would be so much fun because there'd be so many candidates to talk to.
Totally. I mean, it's like if I had that kind of money, I mean, you know, when he ran the last time, the peak of the IRS filings he showed us, you know, $54 million in passive capital gains income that, you know, he doesn't even take whatever it is, $190,000 to be governor.
I'd love $50 million in passive income. That sounds good. Ken, have a great day. Okay. We appreciate it as always.
Get over to the Capitol, Brian.
Yeah, I'll come over. I promise. Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon. Ken Dixon from CT Insider joining us here on Brian and Company. He's been there a long time. You know, him and Keating, they know their stuff.